Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. The story of Christmas time, or the Christmas story, I should say. But it's the same page. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he'd considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Phrase 1204, I'm reading two sentences from that page. Okay, verses 14 and 15. This is a part of a letter written to early Christians. It's called Hebrews. It's a short name for the letter to the Hebrews. They're Christians who were from a Jewish background. And it's a short explanation about why Jesus became human. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to feel sympathy for our weaknesses. But we have one who's been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In our special Christmas meetings this year, our carol services, we're thinking about the Bible's answer to why did Jesus become human? Why did Jesus become a human? Why did he want to have a human life and live in a human body? That is what we're thinking about. Everything is in the wrong place today. Here we go. And at Christmas time, we think about Jesus' birthday. He is God's son. The Bible says God is the person who has made everything that there is. Jesus, God's son, was born at Christmas time. If the video had worked, we'd have had some images at the front. We're just going to look at some stills. Hopefully the next couple of slides will show us that to help us think about that. But before we get to it, just I'll go back one. Thank you. That gave it away for you, really. If you listened, if you've heard the story about the birth of Jesus, you should know these answers. Who was it who told Mary about the baby? Any little one, any children can tell us that. Yes, who told Mary about the baby? An angel. Thank you, Aniela. Could we have that picture? That gave it up. There we go. In the video, there were these Lego characters that were moving around. So there is an angel, that person in white, speaking to Mary. Next question. What was Joseph doing when the angel told him? That was in the bit of the Bible that I read. Did any children hear that? What was Joseph doing when the angel told him? Any grown-ups remember? He was sleeping. Yeah, so he was in the little video. There he is. He's asleep in bed, and it was in a dream that the angel told him. When Jesus was born as a baby, where did they put the baby? Where did Mary put the baby Jesus? Not in a cot, was it? So that's, yeah, Daniel? Yeah, in manger, which is an animal food box. There we go. That's a Lego picture of that. Where were the shepherds when the angels told them about the baby? Where were the shepherds when the angels told them? Where were they?
The fields.
Yeah, they were out in the fields looking after their sheep. So there's a Lego model of that. And then there were some other people who learned about the baby far away, called the Magi. The angels didn't appear to them. How did they find out about the baby? How did the Magi who were far away find out about the baby? Hope, is that a hand going up, or are you just having a stretch? Just having a stretch? Anyone know? Yes? So, but how did the wise men know about where the baby was? They followed the star. Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. They saw the star. Have we got that? There we go. There, that instrument they're holding up is so that they can see there's a star. So Christmas time, we remember Jesus' birthday. He is God's son. God, the Bible tells us, is the person who's made everything that there is, all the things that there are in the world. And he's in charge of everything and keeps everything going. Maybe if you just go to the blank screen, Aniola, from that. Thanks. So if you're like me, if you like the colors of the leaves as they change at this time of the year, God is the person who has made every leaf on every tree. He's making them change colors. He's organized it so they fall. All the trees around the world, he's in charge of that. And he will enable those trees to produce new leaves next year. If you're sat on a bus, and as the bus is going along, you can see houses. You maybe see someone go into their house. They shut the door. You think, what's it like in their house? I don't know. I might never know. But God knows. He knows behind the door of every house, the lives that happen in those houses, of everyone in the world that there's ever been. He's a very great God. And Jesus, the Bible says, is God's son. He was always alive in heaven with his father. But he was born into a human life. So Jesus was always there with the father, but he came into our world, was in his mummy's tummy. What was his mummy called? Mary, into the womb of Mary, and was born. He wasn't a Lego. Okay, he didn't come into Lego worlds. That's just a picture to help us understand. He wasn't Lego. He wasn't a cartoon person like I put on the board here. He was real like us. And if we'd been there, we could have seen him. We could have heard the baby cry. We could have touched him. And we're thinking, why did he do that? Why did he come from being with his father in heaven, where he'd always been, to be born from Mary, to have a human life? Why did Jesus do that? And the Bible helps us understand that, where in that bit we've just read from Hebrews. He's in charge of the Father, but he's come to be with us. He wasn't like us, because we didn't live with God in heaven always. But when he was born into our world, he became like us. He had brothers and sisters. He was hungry. He had friends. So there he is. With his friends, Jesus has got friends like we have friends. He knew other people. He had a life like us. So he's not just like us. The Bible says he is one of us down in this world. But the one difference is that he never said no to God, his father. He never gave in to temptation. Now, being a human like us means that he can be a priest, the Bible says. Eliola, I hope that the next slide has got words for this. Here we go. Jesus had to be made like us, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God. That's from this same bit of the Bible, just a couple of pages earlier. He became a human so he could be a priest. Now, what is a priest? A priest is someone who helps people and God be together. They're God's messenger, so they help us know from God what God wants us to do and be. And they go to God. The priest goes to God for us, sort of like our messenger, if you like. So God the Father wanted Jesus, his son, to come so we could have life with him. He would be our priest, helping us to know God. And because he's one of us, because he's lived life for us, he can be in front of God the Father for us. It's very hard to think of anything like this in our lives, but maybe it's a bit like when your mum, children, if your mum goes to speak to the head teacher, your mum knows you, understands you a bit and can take you to see the head teacher if there's a problem and can help you sort out that problem with the head teacher. It might be like that. And we can't be God's children. We can't go and be friends with God without Jesus. If he hadn't been born at Christmas, if he didn't come to be our priest, we couldn't be friends with God and be children in his family. That's why it's good that he was born a baby, because when he was born a baby, he could grow up and be a priest. Look again at verse 15. What does it say we don't have in verse 15 of that chapter we read? It might be one for the adults. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. What do we not have? Yeah, a certain kind of high priest. What kind of high priest don't we have? Yes, we don't have an unsympathetic high priest. We don't have one who cannot sympathize. Sympathy means he knows what it's like. So that means that's two knots. Put them together. It means we do have someone who knows what it's like. Jesus knows what it's like to be in our world. He knew what it was like to have things that were disappointing, to have things that were difficult. He knew what it was like to be in a place where people in charge were unfair and bossy. He knew what it was like to have people who told lies about him. He knew all of those difficult things. He didn't just stay in heaven. He came down here and he became one of us. He knows all about what life's like. He knows when you find life frightening or hard or feel like giving up. And that means he can help us. He can help us. What does it say about him? What has happened to him like us in verse 15? What has happened to him like us in verse 15? Again, it might be one for the grown-ups. Yeah, he was tempted. It says he was tempted in every way like us. So Jesus has been shouted at. He's been tired. He's been sad. He's had friends who've let him down. He's been treated unfairly by those in charge. He's had people told lies about him. All these difficult things have happened to him. So what does the Bible say we must do in verse 14? I'll read that. Therefore, since you have a great high priest who's ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. What does it say we must do? Yeah, hold firmly to our faith. That means keep remembering Jesus. Learn about him. Find out more about him. And there's another thing in verse 16. What does it say there? Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. What does it say we're to do? No, doesn't that verse doesn't say hold firmly to faith. We've seen that, haven't we? That was in verse 14. What does verse 16 say if we believe Jesus we should do? Grace. Yeah, approach his throne. Approach it. He's the king, so he's on the throne. He's the king of everything. And he's kind. That's what grace means. So if you trust Jesus, keep drawing near. Keep trusting that Jesus is the person. He's come to show us God and come to bring us to God. He's done everything needed so that we can be friends with God and in his family. God the Father loves to hear Jesus, his son. He loves it when Jesus talks to him. And when we trust in Jesus, it's like Jesus takes us with him to speak to his Father. That's why he lived a human life and grew up to be a man so he could be our priest, to give us life with God. So Christians, if you're a Christian, pray. Otherwise you're saying, I don't care about Christmas. I don't care Jesus came. I'm not going to pray. But that's why he came, so that we can do that. If you trust Jesus, keep drawing near.
And trust that he understands. Sympathetic means he knows what it's like. He's been through all the difficult things in life, so he can understand us. So pray. Why don't I pray? You think I pray all the time if I'm the vicar. Sometimes I think I don't have time. Well, I don't have time for this thing. It's so important I should be praying. I can pray as I'm doing other things. Maybe I forget to ask for help. I think, oh, how am I going to sort that out when there's a problem? I forget to think, Jesus has come to be my priest so that I can bring all of those things to God by talking to him. Silly of me to forget to pray. Maybe you think sometimes God doesn't understand. It's so difficult for me. He's up in heaven, doesn't know what my life's like. No, Jesus has come down and he knows what it's like. He's sympathetic. So do pray. Maybe you're here this morning, you're not a Christian. You're not believing in Jesus. Well, the Bible is making this invitation to you. Start believing in him as the person who will give you that life with that great God, the one who's made all the leaves, all the trees, all the people, knows all the lives. You can know him. And that's our understanding of why Jesus was born as a person, as a human, at Christmas time. Why did Jesus become human? Why was he born? There's different answers in the Bible, but one of them is so that he could be our priest. He could be the person who comes from God, so we know God, but also brings us to God so that we can make our requests, our prayers to God. That's great news. I hope you have a very happy Christmas as you think about that. If anyone would like to take on the table on the way out, there are some leaflets and some small books there telling you a bit more about the Christmas message from the Bible. Do take them and read them. I don't want to put them away in a box. They're not like Christmas decorations. I don't want to put them away for next year. I'd love them to be taken and read. Okay. Regular church family, there's some more copies of the Bible reading plan that I spoke about last week. If you'd like that for the coming year, do take a copy if you missed one. Thank you for listening. I'm going to lead us in praying to God now in response to what we've learnt. Let's pray. Girls, if you could grab your get onto your seats, that would be helpful. Great. Let's pray. Almighty God, as we sit here in Dagenham, it's an incredible thing to think that your son came into this world and lived an ordinary human life like us. And he did it to help us. We thank you that he did it. We thank you that he came all that way so that he could be our priest. Help us, please, to take advantage, to be glad for what he's done, to be praying to you, because he has made the way for us to be your family, to be your children. Help us to do this more and more, and we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.